Shalom. This is the seventh episode of season two of the Rambam, an easy introduction to the Rambam's Mishneh Torah. We are on Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Gimel of Hichos Deos. The Rambam says as follows: Masa u'matno shel Talmid Chacham b'emes u'emuna. The business dealings of a Talmid Chacham should be done with faith and in truth. Right, should be honesty and faithfulness. Omer alav lav alhinei. You should answer no on something that needs a no, and yes on something that needs a yes. Mekdaktik alatzma b'cheshba v'nosein u'mavate alachern k'shikach mehem v'loydaktik alahen. Right, you should be very careful with his own accounting on his own finances, but he should be very lenient with others. He shouldn't be demanding on what they owe him. He should be nice and kind and generous. And he should pay his for his bills immediately. He shouldn't work on credit, and he shouldn't need somebody to guarantee his loans or his business. And he shouldn't accept collateral, right? And he shouldn't act as somebody who comes to collect debts for others. And he should try to pay even when he's not obligated to pay according to the Torah. In order that he keeps to his word and doesn't act as in lying, he doesn't act in some sort of falsehood. Right, if somebody owes him according to the law, so he should grant them extensions and be very kind to them, and maybe even forgive the debt. And he shouldn't try to say if he's in competition, he shouldn't try to get take advantage of somebody else. And you shouldn't try to cause other people to have trouble making a living. Klal Shadavar, this is the general principle of how Talmid Chacham does business. Yemin her dafin, velo min her rofim. He should be of those that are being chased and not those that are chasing others. Minah nelvam, velo min ha'ovim. He should be one who is humiliated and not somebody that causes humiliation. V'adam she'osek klal masumei. Anybody that acts in this fashion, chayotze v'hen, alav ha'kasov, and what the Torah says about him, v'yomer li'avdi, atai Yisrael asher b'chad payer. Right, it's not the Torah of Yishayahu, but it says that you're my servant, B'nai Yisrael, and I, Hashem, am glorified through you. Okay, that's the end of Perek Hey. We are on to Perek Vav. So this is Hichos Deos, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. Derech Riyasa Shadam Liyos Nimshach B'Deosav O Ma'isav Achen Reyav V'Chavirav V'Noi G'minag Anshe Midinaso. Okay, so it's the way of a person, it's their nature, is to follow the opinions and the character traits and the actions of his friends and those that are around him and act like those in his surroundings. Right? Therefore, since a person is open to suggestion and generally follows what those around him are doing, he should connect to tzaddikim. He should sit with Talmidei Chachamim and always and learn from their actions. And he should distance himself from evil people that walk in darkness in order not to learn from their actions. This is what Shlomo says. Right, so that a person should walk to with Chachamim. Okay, and stay away from the Rishayim. But Omer Ashrei Yishakai B'chein, Im Haya B'medina Sh'minago Seha Raim. If, let's say, a person lives in a place where the people's actions are bad, V'ein Ana Sheha Hochem B'derech Kishara, and a person doesn't walk in the proper path, Yelech L'mokom Shan Sheha Tzadikim V'noagim B'derech Tovim. He should walk in a place where the people are righteous, and he should go to a place, right? He should travel and move to a place where the people act in a good fashion. Let's say he lives, and this is already the Rambam talking in the 12th century, all the more so today, but he says, let's say every place he hears of, they don't have the true values, they don't walk in a good place. And the Rambam says, like we have in our times, right, or he can't just pick up and move to a different place for whatever reason, right? Maybe he's ill or whatever. Yoshev avado yichidi, so he should stay alone. Right? He should stay by himself. Kinyan shemar yoshev bedod v'yidom. V'im hayu royim v'chatayim v'she'im menichem osa leishev v'medina elim kinis arivim. Now let's say he can't pull that off. He can't just sit by himself. People expect a certain amount of social interaction. He has to be with them. V'noeg min hagam and hara, and they expect him to act in the way they act in a bad way. Yatzel amaros v'chavayim v'mibaros. He should go out into the caves and into the desert. And he shouldn't act in a sinful way. Right? So that's, it's better to be alone than to act, to be with others and act in a bad way. Halacha Beis. This is Perek Vav. Halacha Beis of Hilchos Deos. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Sa'asei Yedabek B'Chachamim V'Tamidehem. Like the Rambam had said in the Halacha previous, it's good to stay with Chachamim. So the Rambam says that there's a positive command in the Torah, one of the 613 mitzvos, to cling to Chachamim and their students. Kedei lomo v'maseyam, so you'll learn from their actions. K'nin shemar avol sidbok. As it says, you should cling to them. V'chiyasher ha'adam le'idabek b'shchina. Now, the pasuk says that you should cling to God. Is it possible, the Rambam asks, that a person can cling to God? Kach amur Chachamim. But rather, this is what the Chachamim explained. V'feresh mitzvah zu. What does it mean to cling to them? He dabek b'chacham b'tamidehem. Not to cling to God literally, but rather cling to chachamim and to their students. Lefichach, therefore, in order to fulfill this mitzvah, what does a person have to do? Tzarech adam lishtadel shisa bas tamid chacham. A person has to be very careful to do as best he can to marry the daughter of a tamid chacham. V'yisa bitol a tamid chacham, and he should marry his daughter off to a tamid chacham. V'lechal lishtol sim tamid chachamim, right, and to eat and drink with tamid chacham. Masos parka maitel a tamid chacham, and to do business with a tamid chacham. V'ischaber lehen v'chol minei chibor, and to in any single way that he can connect to them, to connect with them. Shenema adaf kabo, as it says, to cling to them. Chayin tziv chachamim v'amru, and therefore, and so too, our chachamim said, having misabik bafa raglayim v'shosu v'tzam estivrayim. You should cling to the dust of their feet and drink thirstily their words. Okay, on to halacha gimel of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Deos. Okay. Mitzvah kol adam lahav es kol echad v'echad miYisrael kigufo. There's a command to love each and every Jew as you love yourself. Shneimar v'havto eicha kamocha. Lefichach, therefore, tzarech lesaper b'shivcha l'achal samamono. Therefore, right, how do you fulfill v'havto eicha kamocha? It's not so simple. It's not like the mitzvah of tefillin. How do I fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin? Put on tefillin. That's not so simple here. Therefore, what does a person have to do to fulfill after Echa Kamocha? Tzarech Saper B'Shivcho. You have to pray, speak in the praises of your friend. You have to praise your friend. L'achos al-mamono. Be very careful with their money. Kasher Huchas al-mamono. Just as he's very careful with his own money. V'rotz v'chloratzvon, just like he likes it when he's honored. So the same way a person is treats his own honor one way, so you should do the same thing. V'eschavi v'chon chaver ein lo chelo gom haba. If somebody does the opposite, and they gain honor by putting somebody else down by the degradation of his friend, so that person has no portion in the world to come. Okay, on to Halacha Dalet, Perek Vav Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Deos. Avas Hager, right, loving the convert, Shabav Anichas Hachas Kanfei HaShechina, who came by himself and came under the wings of the Shechina, meaning he came, right? Shtei mitzvos asei, there are two positive commands to love the convert. Echa v'pneishu b'chal reim, one because he's one of our neighbors, right? And it says, v'hafta echa kamocha, right? So that we just learned in the previous halacha. He's a fellow Jew, so you have to love him like any other Jew. V'achas v'pneishu ger, okay? And the other one, right, there's a second mitzvah to love him because he's a convert. V'torah omer v'hafta mesa ger, and the Torah says you should love a ger. Tziva avas ager, kamosha tziva avas asmo. So we're commanded to love a convert as we're commanded to love ourselves. Shenemar behafta es Hashem elkecha. Akadosh Baruch Hu al atzmo oheg gerim. Akadosh Baruch Hu himself loves a gerim, as it says. Oheg ager, Hashem loves the convert. Okay. On to halacha hey. This is Perek Vav halacha hey. Interesting halacha here. Kol hasone echad miYisrael b'libo. Any person that hates his fellow Jew in his heart. Over belotase, so he violates a negative commandment. Shneamar lo sisna sechicha b'vavecha. You shouldn't hate your brother in your heart. Vein lokin alav ze, and you shouldn't get lashes because of this. You don't get lashes because if you violate this prohibition, the fisha in b'maisa, because we have a principle that says that you don't get lashes when you violate a prohibition that doesn't have an action. So since it's in your heart, there's no action. And so the Rambam is not just simply saying this, but there's a reason. He says, "V'lo hisyir Torah ela sinas shel'lev," because the Torah doesn't command us, it doesn't prohibit us in hatred, except for hatred that's in our heart. And that's why the Rambam brought up the idea that you don't get lashes, to explain to us that this is hatred that doesn't have a physical manifestation. Okay, ava hamakas chaver. But let's say you do take your hate and manifest it physically by hitting your friend, v'mecharpo, or you embarrass him, afa pisha ino rasha, even though that's not allowed, ino over mishum lo sisna, but that's not a violation of the prohibition of not hating somebody in your heart. Meaning this prohibition is not just not to hate, it's literally do not hate somebody in your heart, meaning in a secret way, in a way that they don't know. Okay, but says the Rambam, he goes on to, in halacha vav, he says, kishi yichte ish li'ish, but let's say one person does something wrong to somebody else, right? So that's naturally a case where the person, now the victim, would hate the oppressor. Lo yishmeteno v'yishtol kimo sh'amar b'rashayim v'lo diber avshalom es amon mi'umo l'mera v'yatov kisana avshalom es amon. So not like the case of Amon and Avshalom where he didn't talk to him, but rather, right, you shouldn't be quiet, okay? You can't keep it inside. This is also psychologically healthy. You know, a mitzvah alav odia, right? There's actually a mitzvah that he has to go ahead and tell him. Why did you do that to me? Why did you act in a sinful way towards me? As it says that you should give rebuke to your friend, right? So there's a mitzvah to rebuke him. You can't just stay quiet. And if his friend then turns to him and says, "Well, I can't believe I did that. I didn't know. I didn't realize, or I did realize, and you're right, I'm wrong." So he should say that you should forgive him. And the guy that's supposed to forgive, right, the victim here, shouldn't be cruel and not forgive, right? Okay, now going on to halacha zayin. Let's say you see your friend is going in a way that's not good. Okay, he's sinning, right? You see a friend that's leaving the ways of the Torah. There's a mitzvah to tell him that, hey, look, what you're doing is a sin, and this is a bad action. As it says, you should rebuke your friend. Now, let's say you want to go ahead and do this. You want to go ahead and rebuke your friend and tell him what he's doing is wrong. Right? And things between the two of them. Or let's say it's not something that the person is doing to you, but rather between that person and God, let's say breaking Shabbos or eating non-kosher. So he has to rebuke him between the two of them, right? Meaning not in public. Right? You should speak to him in a calm, right, pleasant way. And he should tell him, listen, I'm not just saying this. I'm doing this for your own good in order to bring you to the world to come. In kibo imeno mutav, if the person accepts the words of rebuke, then great. V'im lav, now let's say he doesn't. Yochichena pam shniel shishis, he should try a second or a third time. V'chein tamid chayev adam lochio ad shikechav eyo, and a person should keep trying to help him, and by rebuking him until the person gets so upset at him because he doesn't want to hear it that he tries to hit him. V'yomer lo ayeshaman, he says, I'm not listening to you. V'chol shefshar v'yado limchos v'ino moche. Now, let's say anybody that has the ability to protest and to tell the person, listen, what you're doing is wrong, and he doesn't. Right? So he's considered responsible for the sin himself because he could have stopped him by protesting and by rebuking. Okay, on to halacha ches. Says the Rambam, right? A person who does give rebuke to his friend, he shouldn't speak to him harshly until the person's like embarrassed. Shenemar, well, si salafchei, because the pasuk that says that you should rebuke your friend is qualified that by the phrase, and you shouldn't bring upon yourself the sin. Kacham ruchacham, yachal tamachicha upanav mishtanos. Right? Could it be possible? We might think that you should rebuke somebody until their face changes. But it says, no, you shouldn't bring sin upon yourself. So here you see, it's forbidden for a person to embarrass another Jew, and all the more so if he does so in public. Right? So even though somebody that does embarrass his friend this way doesn't get lashes, again, because it's a sin that doesn't have action, and that's the only type of sin that you get lashes for. It's still a tremendous sin. It's a great sin. Our rabbis went so far as to say that somebody embarrasses somebody in public has no portion in the world to come. So therefore, a person has to be careful not to embarrass his friend in public, whether the person is a small, like a minor, a young person, or an old person, or a not a great person and an important person. You shouldn't call him a name that he's embarrassed by. Right, well, he sat in front of Davar Shu Boshmin, and he shouldn't tell say something in front of him that he knows that this person, if he when he hears it, he gets embarrassed. But Medvar Murim, when does this apply? But Ram Shabin Alam Machavero, these apply when things between a man and his friend. Avabaduvri Shamayim, when it comes to matters of Shamayim, of the heavens, Im Lo Chozer Bo Besaser, let's say he doesn't, you rebuked him privately, let's say we're talking about like violating Shabbos. So there you came, you talked to him about the importance of Shabbos, you told him in a nice way, and he still won't listen to you. So then, it says the Rambam, right, so you embarrass him, and you publicize his sin, and you act harshly toward him, until the person feels the pressure, and he goes back. And that's what all the Nevi'im did among Bnei Yisrael. Okay, on to Halacha Tes. Mishachata olav chavero, the lower tzalach yicho, the lowly daber lo klum, and they shahaya chote hedro biyoter. Let's say a person was like somebody did something wrong to you, okay, and the person doesn't want to spend the time to rebuke him, right? He doesn't want to do this, and he doesn't want to say anything to him, right? Because let's say the sinner is like, he's a nothing, he's a nobody. And you're an important person, so you don't want to spend your time going to a non-important person saying, listen, what you did was wrong, you hurt me. Right? Oh, Shaisa Taita Mushubeshes. Or because the person that did it to him is not all there mentally, right? He's a little disturbed. Umachalo Belibo. Right? And he forgives him. Velo Samto Velo Chicho Harizemius Chasidus. He doesn't say anything to him. No, he just forgives him. He's able to get past it, and he's able to forgive him. So that's a trait of a chassid. That's a trait of somebody who goes above the letter of what you're supposed to do. Okay? Right? And it's only a part, the Torah is only said that you're not allowed to have feelings of where somebody hates in his heart. That's the problem. Okay? Aren't halacha yud. A person has to be very careful with the feelings of widows and orphans, okay, because their spirit is obviously crushed, and it doesn't make a difference if they're wealthy. Even if it's a widow of a king, the Yisomov and his orphans, was Haran Elohim, right? We're very careful about them. And you're not allowed to pain any widow or orphan. So how should we act towards them? You can only speak nicely to them. You can only treat them in a very honorable way. And you shouldn't pain them with their bodies, with back-breaking labor. And you shouldn't speak harshly to them. You should be very careful with their money, more so than your own money. Okay, so anybody that causes them anger or hurt or pain or comes down on them, right, or loses their money, that person violates a Torah prohibition. And all the more so if you curse them or hit them. Now again, this is one of these sins that doesn't have action, so even though you don't get makos for it, the punishment is very clear in the Torah. I will get very angry at you, says God, and I will kill you by the sword. Bris kari slahem, right? There's a special covenant sealed with widows and orphans. Misha amar v'haya olam, which she calls man shehen so'okim. So all the time that they call out to God, hey chamas, amen, from evil that people are doing to them, they are answered. Shneamar akim so'ik yitzok alai shemai shemat takas ho. So that anybody, if they call out to me, I will listen to that. But me'edur amurim, when does this apply? Bizman, she knows some with Sarah Atzma, when somebody pains them for their own benefit. Aval you know some harav kidei lamdam Torah, but let's say you have a rabbi that pains an orphan in order to teach him Torah, and as a kid misbehaves and you have to punish him. So umanos, right, or he's like apprenticing by somebody, and the boss, the worker, right, the one that's modeling behavior and work, so he wants to teach him. Ol halchem b'derech yishara, or you know, it's a social worker and he sees that the kid is going off the path. How is it mutter? So that's okay to cause him pain. That's okay. But at the same time, you shouldn't treat them like everybody else. You should treat them differently. Right? You should, very clear, the Rambam says, you should treat them differently. Right? And you should treat them in a pleasant way, and in great mercy. You should be careful to do so. Okay? It doesn't make a difference if he lost his father or he lost his mother. Right, and when are they called orphans? Until what point? Until they don't need somebody, like an adult, to help them. But they are able to take care of themselves like any other adult. Okay, that is the end of this episode.